Well, hello gentlemen, how are you today? Overcast here, fog, can't see in front of your fingers. It's called pea soup, they used to call it. Now here's a news item that's not really shocking, it's commonplace nowadays. And I've talked many times about Fremont's lies, deceit, scams, and they can do it so well because they're completely moralless. But here's a man who got married to his betrothed. Obviously a quite naive male, because he believed everything she said. Number one rule, never trust a Femon. Anyway, he got married to this Femon, and a year later or so, she had a baby. And it was completely happy families. And the family had two sort of dogs. And one day, the man thought he'd check his webcam at home while he was at work to see how the dogs are doing. And he saw his wife laying on the floor on her laptop, FaceTiming somebody, and getting the little girl to say that he's daddy. So the man watched a while, and she kept on mentioning, "Say thank you for your present to daddy." He thought he was the daddy. Anyway, he phoned his wife and confronted her about it. She denied, of course, everything, as they always do. But eventually the man had a DNA test done, and it was found out he was not the father of the child, even though the Femon had signed the birth certificate as he was the father. And later on he found out that she'd been having an affair with a guy for almost 3 years already. Now the paper or the media, of course, has protected the Femon's identity, because they're helping them lie, deceive and scam. The Femon won't take accountability for what she said and done, and the paper and the media won't let her do it either. Femons are not held accountable for their actions. Of course he's moved out, he's never seen the little girl again, and he feels bad because he cared about the little girl and what is her life going to be, but he doesn't want to complicate her life anymore. Generally speaking, it's the man who has feelings in these situations, not the Femon. She still hasn't admitted that she lied to him, because that would mean she'd have to take responsibility. This Femon actually is a police officer. Obviously one of the finest, of course. But this story repeats itself every day, and there's loads of men right now who are actually living a lie and they don't even know it. And this is why I say, always get a DNA test done. If this man hadn't checked his dog cam, he would never have known. And his wife, the Femon, would never have told him. So he would have been living a lie, and so with the child. I'll put a link to the story down below. Obviously, the man is completely devastated. But the Femon carries on her lies and deceit, regardless. Sanctioned by the media. You know when you're living in a gynocentric society, when society actually protects their lies, deceit, and scams. Until Femons are held accountable for their actions, these stories will keep coming. Just think of it this way, guys, when a Femon opens her mouth and a sound comes out, she's more likely lying. Take it easy.